I'm shocked that there's actually some sentiment among coaches to let them transfer. Again, maybe I'm away from it too long. I coached in college for 23 years, but I dislike all the transferring that's going on. I dislike all the guys coming out. Pac-12 last year, I'm not talking about Matisse Thybulle and guys who should have come out, guys who were seniors that had to come out, transformed into good, quality NBA players their first year. I mean, so many other guys declared, came out. They didn't even get drafted, or they got drafted late second round. They're lucky if they're two-way players. They're playing in the G League. They're not even getting a run in the NBA. And I think it all starts with this, college guys want to go to the next level. Too many of them come out too soon. That's been a problem for NBA coaches and NBA teams. You got too many players in the league that aren't ready to play in the NBA, but you can't tell them that, and you can't deny them the opportunity. Supposedly. What's going on in college would really concern me. And bad enough, one-year guys that even stay at your school, but they move on quicker than they used to. And college is not the same. I'm an old curmudgeon, but I know the teams are not as good as the teams when they stayed 3 or 4 years. And we had these teams. My 89 team's a good example. I mean, we had like 7 or 8 seniors on that team that had been together. They got their heads knocked off when they were freshmen. They finally got to the NIT when they were sophomores. They made it to the first NCAA in the school's history their junior year, and senior year they get to the championship game. That was the norm then. The teams that won were the 3 and 4 year teams that had a lot of veteran players. You hardly see that anymore, except out of some of the mid majors. I don't want to pigeonhole and say that's what Dayton is, but I was dying to see what San Diego State or Dayton were going to do in the NCAA tournament this year. So it's college has changed. I'm not a fan of the transfer thing. I'm a fan of guys staying where they are and, you made a decision, and for the most part, there's always exceptions, but not what you're alluding to and what might very well happen in college basketball, especially if they give people another year of eligibility. And I don't know if they're going to do it in basketball. I mean, no, they didn't get to, a lot of people didn't get to finish their conference tournaments, and certainly nobody got the NCAA experience, but well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a can of worms. I don't envy the NCAA some of the decisions they've got to make going forward now relative to eligibility.
Well, we talk about the guys that could be moving in college, but I want to go back to you referencing. I mean, you've been a college coach, and now you have a son going through the process. How much will this impact recruiting if kids can't be seen this summer?
It's going to impact it significantly. People are going to be doing stuff based on what they already saw, and, as we all know, the transition from junior to senior year is huge. There's a lot of guys that are not really on the radar or, are two levels below where they're projected to be, and all of a sudden they blossom this summer between their junior and senior year, and certainly during senior year, which, again, it might put more of an emphasis on what they do with their high school teams, which would be a refreshing change. People coming and watching, maybe they change the calendar a little bit and allow the colleges to watch more of senior year and see what, in the old days you recruited the player, his family, and the high school coach. That's not the way it is now. So it'd be interesting to see if that's what develops, but no question in terms of limiting the exposure of this class, particularly the junior class, to the various levels of college basketball is going to be a huge impact. And again, the NCAA is going to have to address it whether it's with the recruiting calendar. Hopefully they're going to be able to have those NCAA camps that they started last year. Maybe they're going to be even more important in this changed environment. Maybe they're going to open up Vegas again. They basically shut down Las Vegas last year in terms of being able to come in and watch the various tournaments. So tons of questions to be answered. Right now everybody's treading water and hoping that sooner or later you get a chance to make these decisions.